All right, let's dive in. Today we're looking at Weaving a Tapestry of Oneness.
It's a fascinating chapter.
Yeah, it really is. And it's co-written by David Noel Lynch, the astrophysicist.
Not the director.
Right, not the director. And Gemini 1.5 Pro.
A unique combination.
It is, and it's all about finding meaning and understanding the universe, mm-hmm. but in a way that kind of blends science and spirituality.
It uses both, yeah. Scientific models, ancient wisdom, it's all there.
So we've got these two characters, Anne, who's an artist, and Greg, he's an engineer, and they're both on this search for, well, I guess you could say a deeper understanding of life.
They're looking for something more, yeah. Anne wants to, like, capture the essence of existence in her art.
Greg wants some kind of cosmic map.
Like a literal map of the universe.
A blueprint for everything. Which, I mean, who hasn't wanted that at some point, right?
It's a pretty universal desire to understand where we fit in the grand scheme of things.
Absolutely. So they meet this astrophysicist, David Noel Lynch, who comes up with this wild idea called the Noelian universe.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest, the first time I read this, I was totally lost.
It's a lot to take in.
It really is. Yeah. So can you break it down for us? What is it about the Noelian universe? It's so different.
Well, it really challenges how we usually think about the universe, like control and chaos. It says they're not enemies. They actually work together.
They're partners.
Yeah. They're like in this cosmic dance, shaping everything.
Okay, so it's not about one winning over the other.
Not at all. They're both essential. And all this is happening within what he calls bounded infinity.
Okay, now that just sounds like a contradiction.
It does, doesn't it? But imagine it like this. The universe is like a sphere, okay?
A sphere.
And the speed of light is the boundary.
Nothing can go faster than light.
Exactly. So in that sense, the universe is finite. It has a limit.
But it's also infinite.
Within that boundary, the possibilities are endless. Like infinite potential for creation and change and exploration.
Yeah. So it's like we have a finite playground, but we can do infinite things in that playground.
I like that. A finite playground with infinite games.
All right, I'm starting to get it. But then there's this whole other thing, the instant.
Ah, yes, the instant.
It's not just a moment in time, right?
It's where past, present, and future all come together. It's like the central point. Everything's connected, always influencing everything else.
Okay, my brain is officially bending. So we've got this bounded infinity, this finite universe with infinite potential, and every moment is a point of creation because of the instant.
You got it.
Wow. And this is where Anne and Greg's reactions get really interesting. Greg, the engineer, he loves the logic of it all.
He's drawn to the math. Makes sense for an engineer.
Right. But Anne, the artist, she's looking for something else.
She's looking for the human connection. How does it relate to us?
It just shows you there are so many different ways to approach these big questions.
Absolutely. There's the scientific approach, the more intuitive, emotional approach. And this chapter isn't saying one is better than the other.
They both have value.
And they can even work together, complement each other, like two sides of the same coin.
But their journey doesn't end there. They end up at a Himalayan monastery with Professor Indira Sharma.
Now we're getting into the wisdom of the East.
Exactly. The Trimurti, all that.
It's a whole new layer to the story.
So tell me more about this Trimurti. Who are they? What do they represent?
Well, it's three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, and they embody this idea of cycles, of how existence works.
Cycles.
Brahma is the creator. He brings the universe into being.
Okay, so he's like the Big Bang.
You could say that. Vishnu is the preserver, keeping everything in balance.
And Shiva.
Shiva is the destroyer. But it's not a bad thing. It's about making space for new things to be created.
Oh, okay. So it's like destruction is part of the creative process.
Exactly. It's all about cycles, beginnings, and endings, constantly in motion.
I'm a very visual person. So those descriptions, Brahma breathing life into the universe, Shiva's dance, it really helps me connect with those ideas.
The power of imagery, right? It helps us understand these big concepts.
It really does. And again, Greg and Anne react in their own ways. Greg, he's still looking for the hard evidence, the scientific proof.
And Anne, she's connecting with the Trimurti on a more intuitive level through the stories and symbols.
It's like that pattern's repeating itself. Two different approaches, two different ways of understanding the same thing.
It's through that back and forth, that challenging of each other's ideas, that they start to see the bigger picture.
Their understanding starts to weave together.
Like threads in a tapestry.
Which is fitting, considering the title of the chapter. I can't wait to see where they go from here.
Oh, there's a lot more to come. Their journey's just beginning.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We left off with Anne and Greg. They were really wrestling with these ideas, the Noelian universe, the Trimurti. trying to figure out how it all fits together.
Big questions, for sure.
Huge. And then they meet this theologian, Father Michael, who talks about taking a leap of faith. It almost feels like a left turn after all that science and Eastern philosophy, right?
It might seem that way at first, but think about it. Anne's all about intuition, symbolism. Greg's all about logic and proof.
They're coming from completely different places.
Exactly. And Father Michael's talking about accepting that we don't know everything, embracing the mystery.
So it's not about blind faith.
Not at all. It's more about recognizing the limits of what we can know, being okay with not having all the answers.
You know, I've always struggled with that leap of faith idea. It sounds kind of reckless.
Yeah, I get that. But it's more like acknowledging that there are things we can't fully grasp.
It's like giving up control, right? Admitting that we don't have all the answers.
And maybe that's where the real understanding starts. Remember the instant. If every moment is infinite potential,
then uncertainty is kind of built in, right?
Yeah, it's part of the process.
So how do Anne and Greg handle this? Do they actually take this leap?
In their own way, they do. The book describes them standing at the edge of a cliff. It's like a metaphor for this moment of choice.
A metaphorical leap.
Exactly. And Greg, he finds comfort in the structure of the Noelian universe. It's like his map for navigating the unknown.
And Anne.
She finds comfort in the cycles of the Trimurti, mm-hmm. that idea of creation, preservation, destruction. It's all part of a larger dance.
It makes me wonder, why do we always get stuck trying to prove each other wrong? What if we looked for the places where our ideas overlap, where they make each other stronger?
That's what Anne and Greg start to do. They each have their own path, but they're learning from each other, building on each other's insights.
Like their journeys are separate, but they're happening alongside each other.
And that's what makes it so powerful. They're creating something new together. Remember, it's called weaving a tapestry of oneness. It's not about everyone thinking the same way. It's about taking those different threads, those different perspectives, and weaving them together.
So it's like instead of competing, they're collaborating.
That's a great way to put it. And it's in that collaboration, that shared exploration, that the real magic happens. Greg's got the framework, the structure of the Noelian universe.
He's all about the big picture.
Exactly. And Anne brings the color, the depth, the human element.
She fills in the details.
And together, they start to see something truly amazing. There's this incredible moment where Anne looks at Greg and she sees galaxies.
Wait, galaxies? In his eyes, what does that even mean?
It's a metaphor, of course, but it's a powerful one. Remember how Anne struggled to find the human element in the Noelian universe?
Yeah, it felt kind of cold and distant.
Now she's seeing that the universe isn't just out there, it's also inside each of us. We're all connected to this vast cosmic web.
And she's seen that reflected in another person.
Exactly. It's like she's realizing that the universe is both vast and intimate at the same time. And that realization, it transforms her entire perspective.
It makes you think, what if we all looked at each other that way? Saw the universe in each other's eyes.
It would change everything, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, this whole idea of taking a leap of faith, Anne and Greg, they didn't just blindly believe. They opened themselves up to new ways of seeing, new ways of understanding.
And that's what led them to this more integrated, holistic view of the universe. It's not about choosing science or spirituality. It's about recognizing that they can work together.
This chapter is really blowing my mind. It's like it's showing us that we don't have to fit ourselves into neat little boxes. We can embrace all of who we are, all of how we experience the world.
And that's really what weaving a tapestry of oneness is all about, isn't it?
Embracing the complexity.
The interconnectedness of everything, the beauty of diversity, and the power of recognizing that we're all in this together.
Back again for part three. And wow, this chapter really makes you think. I mean, the Noelian universe, the Trimurti, leaps of faith.
It's a lot to process.
It is. But I keep coming back to this. How do we actually apply these ideas to our lives? What does it mean to weave a tapestry of oneness day to day?
Well, one thing that really struck me about Anne and Greg's story, they didn't have to agree on everything to find common ground.
That's so important, especially these days. It's like everyone's got to pick a side, us versus them.
Exactly. But this chapter isn't about that. It's not about everyone believing the same thing.
It's about valuing different viewpoints.
Right. Learning from people who see things differently and realizing that, yeah, we all have our own experiences, but they're all part of something bigger.
Like threads in a tapestry, which again, very fitting title. But how do we actually do that? Be more open to different perspectives.
It starts with curiosity. Next time you meet someone who thinks differently, don't just shut down. try to understand where they're coming from.
Ask questions. Actually listen.
Yeah, exactly. And look for that common ground. Even if it seems like you're miles apart, there's probably some overlap somewhere. Like that tapestry image. Everyone brings different colors, textures.
And if it was all one color, it'd be pretty boring.
Right. We need that variety.
We were talking about Anne seeing galaxies in Greg's eyes. What if we approached everyone like that?
Saw that spark of the universe in each other.
Yeah. Recognize that infinite potential.
It would change how we treat each other, how we see the world. Instead of being afraid of differences, we could celebrate them.
It's like shifting from seeing differences as threats to seeing them as opportunities.
Absolutely. Opportunities to learn and grow and connect.
I love that. And it's not just about other people, right? It's about how we see ourselves, how we connect with nature, with art, with anything that makes us feel that sense of awe.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that interconnectedness everywhere.
It's not about reaching some perfect state of unity. It's more like a way of being, a journey.
And it's a journey we're all on together. You know, your experiences, your perspectives, they all matter. You're a part of this too.
That's a good reminder. This chapter has been such a powerful exploration. I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too. And I hope our listeners feel the same way, that they're inspired to keep exploring these ideas, to find their own way of weaving that tapestry of oneness.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So, to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And remember, you're a part of this grand, amazing universe. Keep exploring, keep connecting, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.